Rocking you till next Sunday, this is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
This week, we welcome Alex Aniel from Brave Wave Productions to talk about Resurrection, the new Panzer Dragoon Saga 20th anniversary album. Play on, play on for the weekend. There's no shaking these Manic Mondays. And Marie's a freaking. Send that shit to next Sunday. Play on for the weekend. There's no shaking these Manic Mondays. And Marie's a freaking. And go on into next Sunday.
Sega. We'll be right back. This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Featuring Megrine Luca on the Manic Monday Show. Hello, everyone. I'm Casey, and I'm live, as per usual, to brighten up your Mondays. Even though it's night, at least where I am. And you need lights as well. Just not just my voice, my lovely, lovely voice, bleh, but also lights to brighten up your night. Where is this going? I have no clue. Anyway, welcome to the show. We have a great show for you tonight. I'm glad you could join us. It's always nice to be with you guys on a Monday night. Just to start off your Radio Sega Live Week the right way, with some Sega music and some interesting chat or talk about something. And this week we have a very special guest. It wasn't the original plan. We were supposed to have someone else, but we you know, it had to be done. So we have Alex from Brave Wave Productions, actually the CEO of Brave Wave Productions, who is also the album director of Resurrection, a brand new Panzer Dragoon Saga album to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the game. So it's a brand new album of arrangements of the original soundtrack by the original composer, Saori Kobayashi. And so Alex will be on the show later to tell us a bit more about Resurrection, and I'm sure you will enjoy our chat, because he's a nice guy and we had a lot of fun chatting the other day. That being said, welcome to the show. Let me just tell you very, very quickly what we just played there. So we started off the show with some Sonic Unleashed, some Sonic Unleashed, aka Sonic World Adventure. That was Skyscraper Scamper Day, because we don't play enough Sonic Unleashed on Radio Sega, I think. Especially not this track. So I think it deserves a bit more love. And then we had some C64 love there with A Legend of Harrier by Matt Furness from the Space Harrier 2 C64 version. And finally, a remix of Daytona USA's Let's Go Away by Hal featuring Megarine Luca, because I wanted to play some Vocaloid tonight. So, and there's our Vocaloid track of the week. It's not a thing, I just made it up, but we just had a Vocaloid track right now. Anyway, welcome to the show. Don't forget to join us on Discord for some lovely chat. RadioSE.ga/Discord if you want to join us there. That's where you should be to play our weekly game of Say My Name. That's also where you should be to, if you want to, you know, have a chat with me later on during the show, because this week's Memories of Sega, as you probably remember from last week's episode, so we had a Winner Was You sharing his own memories of Sega regarding Beyond Oasis, aka the story of Thor. And this week, instead of having him again with another game, we're giving you guys the chance to share some memories and some comments and experiences that you had with Beyond Oasis, aka the story of Thor. Not many comments right now. I'll read wherever I have. If you're on Discord, DM me your comments, or if you're interested in joining me live on the show later, and we could chat for a couple of minutes about the game. DM me on Discord as well, and let me know, and we'll, you know, I'll call you later. I'll call you, just like this guy.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Yeah, so don't call me, I'll call you. It's better that way. If you'd rather have me reading your comments, we could. You can send me your comments on Beyond Oasis via DM as well, and I'll read them in the show. Veritex asks, I'd like to have an interview with Matt Furness. Have you ever had contact with him? No, I haven't. I've never had contact with Matt Furness. That could be arranged. Who knows? We have some weeks to go, and I can see if I can get a hold of Matt Furness to discuss some Sid Chip goodness. Shout out to Jiro and Tell, who I still don't know what happened to him. He was supposed to be on the Sega Lounge last year, and he just vanished. So without a trace. I have his phone number, though. I'm gonna spam him with text messages soon. Maybe not. But yes. Anyway, that's it. So, the Manic Monday Show. Don't forget, if you're on Twitter and don't like Discord, or don't want to join all the crazy people that are with us on Discord, I know how you feel. So, just at Radio Sega, tweet at Radio Sega, and I'll give you a shout out as well. Thank you very much for all the retweets and likes for our tweets throughout the day about the show. And don't forget, you can also tell me your comments on the story of Thor by Twitter. I'll read them as well if you send anything our way. Twitter at Radio Sega. Anyway, that's it. I think I've been babbling for a long time now, so I think it's time to get the other part of the show on the road with this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Yeah. Jamie says, I'd love an interview with Jaleel White. That would be nice. That would be nice. Who knows? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We have some interesting interviews coming up. I can tell you that. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Don't forget, every week, a different guest on the Manic Lounge as part of the Manic Monday show. So, Say My Name. What is Say My Name, you ask? No, you're not asking because you already know. We've been doing this for a long time now. So, Say My Name is the game we play every week on the Manic Monday show. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to guess anything very difficult. You just have to guess something Sega related. Maybe it's a character, maybe it's a game, maybe it's a console, or someone who worked for Sega. This week, you have to guess another game. So what I want you to tell me this week is the name of a Sega game, or maybe a game you know, that was released on a Sega console, or I don't know. We'll see how the clues go. I'm going to be giving you four different clues throughout the show for you to guess what this game is. And you have one guess per each clue that I give you. So you have to think carefully before you waste your guesses, because you only get one guess per clue. If you get it correctly after the first clue, you get 20 points, 15 points after the second, 10 points after the third, and 5 points after the fourth and final clue. That's how it goes. As of now, and so after last week's first edition, first week, we have Rexy and Veritex in the lead with 15 points. So yeah, that's it. So if you think you have what it takes to take them down, to kill them, join us on Discord, because that's the only way you can take part in Say My Name. I'm gonna need you to send me your answers via DM on Discord. And so without further ado, let me share clue number one. Clue number one: mobile game released for iOS devices in 2013 in Japan and 2014 in the West. So this is a mobile game released for iOS devices in 2013 in Japan and 2014 in the West. That's the game I'm looking for this week, and you have until the end of the next music break to send me your guesses for a chance to get some lovely points, some 20 points. That's what you're playing for. Don't forget, one guess per clue. DM KC on Discord, radiose.ga/Discord, if you don't know it already. That being said, let's move on and play some lovely music. It's time for some Wonder Boy, Monster's Lair, Daimyo Temple. This is Radio Sega, and you're listening to the Manic Monday Show.
Radio Sega. Playing the best Sega music. 24/7.
I have just one question for you. Are you ready? Are you ready for Monday night when Radio Sega Champ KC hosts the Manic Monday Show? Right now, you can listen to this awesome free radio live show event for absolutely nothing at all. Only on Radio Sega.
If you were to record for a sufficiently long period of time, you could, in fact, learn something about the collective behavior of
the click call chaotic.
Scientists can't control the order of chaos.
And if you continue to record for even longer periods of time, you would first of all discover that there's a surprising amount of structure to the sound that you're picking up.
But I'll settle for the man. Call for a vector. I'm the leader. Understand Eggman, Batman. Just calls with the case. Watch the bad boys working like Puffy and Mace. Work hard, play hard. I love to see the green, but I still keep it real if you know what I mean. We'll find the reason why I'm giving you the rhyme. If you got the money, then we got the time. Started off 91, playing keys, having fun. But my destiny was calling me. Went to Angel Island, met up with the man with the pointy hair. Solved a little mystery. The rest is history. Had to keep it going, so I headed up a crew. And we do what we do. Bad Nicks better get a clue. If you step to us, you better step correct, or you'll be looking like you had a wreck. Where my money at?
One up on the zone, all my dealer rolling tight. Tough shot to crack, that's why they call me mighty. Take a shot if you think luck is on your side. If not, then trust you don't really wanna fight me. I'm old school, from back in the day. The Echidna is my homie, I even knew Ray. You may think I copied Sonic, but you're thinking whack, bro. And I was rocking like a record before there ever was a shadow. For a while I've been out of the game. Still, no one ever seems to forget my name. Mighty with the 1-2. Yeah, you know that I may go out the picture, but I always seem to roll back a rebel. Running up on the level, when my team's up, we strike a pose and assemble. I'm on my own and I do what I do, but when I'm back home, it's all about the crew. Chaotic.
Chaos.
At the ring and we're bringing that.
Chaos.
All is going well.
fight. You thought it was the money? Well, like they like the kid just likes to hit the scene for funsies. My flight resembles lightning strikes. Trust me, you don't want it. Death from above and I'm buzzing. Unless it's flowers I'm touching. Appearance is deceit. Inspect this insect, you'll see. I literally carry the team when I carry the team. The young-blooded veteran track. The prince by birth, so guess sir, respect the stature. I float like a monarch. I sting like a poison dart. Hyperactive, action-packed when I'm blowing off. Combination deadly stats with the rings attached. You know you wanna be connected to the beat. Genius?
This ain't Jesus. East team's the meanest. Never defeat us. Beat my ice cold to me. Way before sexes made creeds, it was me on the scene. Supreme, supreme, ninja warrior beat. Ninjitsu, razor sharp like Ginsu. Step two, bless you. You picked the wrong deck to flex you. With E to the S-P-I-O, yes. Lightning speed, stealthy privacy's. Know what I mean? Believe you me, you slow pose a Pokemon. Prepared to be mighty enough, let's hope to God we don't flatten you beatniks. So heed this, or the homie Vector will proceed to beat shit. My thesis is clear to all, the warning call. You need long arm before you box with love. Pack your face like black cats as my faction makes you dash like that rabbit in Atlas. That chaos is magic.
Yeah, I got your knuckles back, so face the fact, unknown about the lace the track. So send a text, cause now I got biceps and pecs. Ever since the boom enhanced my physical specs. But now the pitiful, venomous, hateful, being built like a bull. Means all I hate is stay miserable. Downcast, ignorance fast, gotta know. Trash talks tired and past, still they gotta go. Run a catchphrase, my crew's in attack phase. Whack plays, smoke and put out over ashtrays. I'm a thug and an armadillo chameleon. One is armored and one is in colors by the millions. We got a bee whose lyricism believe is stricken. We got a croc, does not mean that we're bullshitting. I'm that a kid, nah, but I ain't a kid, nah. When five combined to one, another hit, brah.
Gotta love some overclocked assembled here on Radio Sega's The Manic Monday Show, Chaotic 5. Brilliant OC remix, really love this one. And yeah, so awesome, awesome stuff. Glad you guys enjoyed it as well. By the way, let me just tell you that entries are now closed for your first guest. First guest. So if you didn't get it, you know, just try waiting for the second clue. And as I said this, someone sent me a guess. Should I accept it? The better question is it correct? Yes, it is correct. So I'm gonna take this. I got two guesses, two last second guesses. One is correct, the other one isn't. So I'm going to take the correct one and saying nope, nope. So yeah, sorry. So yeah, anyway, what should I talk about? I should tell you what tracks we played in that music break. So we had the Monster's Lair Daimyo Temple from Wonder Boy, the Dragon's Trap, which is gonna have get a new physical release soon, so that's awesome. This is a brilliant game, and if you haven't played it yet, you owe it to yourself, especially if you're a fan of the classic. But even if you just like platformers, you owe it to yourself to get Wonder Boy the Dragon's Trap. It's an amazing, amazing platforming game. Definitely one of my favorites from 2017. So that was Daimyo Temple. Very nice track there. Then we had Kiryu and Riona with Like a Butterfly. Fly like a beautiful butterfly. Fly like a beautiful butterfly. That's from Yakuza 6. That's the best, my best Kiryu impression there. So from Yakuza 6, The Song of Life, which just got delayed until April. Not bad at all, because we're going to get a demo soon this month. And so, yeah, awesome. Hello, Electric Boogaloo. He just linked to the Manic Monday song by the Bangles. And then he posted a Walk Like an Egyptian gif as well. Yeah, I have to say I kind of love the Bangles. Yeah, awesome pop group from yesteryear. Yeah, amazing one, indeed. They don't make them like they used to. Anyway, the last track we just played was Chaotic 5 by The Overclocked Assembled, an OC remix of Knuckles' Chaotix, obviously. Well, and that being said, it's time for this again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Say my name, clue number two. So, a few people already got it, I have to say. So, three people got 20 points this week. Oh my god, what am I doing with these clues? I'm crazy. I have to make them harder. But yes, so three people already got it. Four. I forgot that last minute guess as well. So four people already got it and got 20 points. So let's see what's going to happen. What's going to happen? Because a few of you haven't got it yet. So let's see what happens after clue number two. Maybe I overreacted a bit, because last week I thought, oh my god, I made it too hard, and this week I'm gonna make it a little bit easier, but maybe I exaggerated. So yeah, I think it was too specific, just like Trini said. So clue number one was mobile game released for iOS devices in 2013 in Japan and 2014 in the West. So, clue number two, again, at the risk of being too specific, most of the game's music was composed by Tomoya Otani. Otani? So most of the game's music was composed by Tomoya Otani, but there are tracks composed by Naofumi Hataya and Takahito Egushi. Amazing. So, most of the tracks by Tomoya Otani, some tracks by Naofumi Hataya and Takahito Egushi. Brilliant. So, yeah, that's it. I like Rex's reaction. Four? Yes, four people got it. Yeah. Anyway, that was clue number two. Most of the game's music was composed by Tomoyo Otani, but some tracks were composed by Naofumi Hataya and Takahito Egushi. So, we're looking for a game released for iOS devices in 2013 in Japan and 2014 in the West. What is it? For 15 points, DM me on Discord with your best guess. Don't forget, you have until the end of our interview with Alex, until the end of the Manic Lounge segment. So you still have some time. So look it up. Don't waste your guess. And with that being said, let's move on and do something different.
Third party tracks of the week.
Yes, third party tracks of the week time. This week we have OSC says Opa Science. KC reading Japanese names cracks me up. Yes. So this week we have tracks suggested by Doom Girl, Opa Science, and Veritex. So let's see how it goes. Good tracks, I think. I think you'll enjoy them. And so, let's see how it goes. We'll start off this segment with some Pack Panic, aka Pack Attack, That game with an amazing cover, which I think we've discussed last season as well. So this, as requested by Doom Girl, is Normal Mode from Pack Panic, aka Pack Attack.
Radio Sega. Making Mondays great again. This is the Manic Monday Show with KC.
Veritex was right. This is an awesome track. Very, very awesome. Not looped either, but it's still very long. So I'm sorry, I have to talk over it at least the last couple of minutes. So it's like 7 minutes long. 6 minutes, 31 seconds long. This is the main table from, get ready, Dragon's Fury, a.k.a. Devil's Crush, a.k.a. Devil Crash MD. So it's my god, so yeah, so it's Dragon's Fury in Europe, I think. Is it? Let's see, let me just check. Exactly, it's Dragon's Fury also in oh yeah, it's Dragon's Fury also in the US, but it's apparently a port from a TurboGrafx-16 game called Devil's Crush in the US. And it's called Devil Crash in Japan. It's confusing, but yes, it's a good game apparently. The box, the cover for the Genesis version said, a pinball game beyond your wildest fantasies. Yes, because there's something we all fantasize about, and that's definitely pinball games. Indeed. So, indeed, this was a very good track. Thank you very much, Veritex, for requesting this. It's still going. 25 seconds still to go. Before that, we had Chun-Li's theme from Street Fighter 2 Special Champion Edition, requested by both Jamie64326 and Opa Science by Steve. Thank you very much for that request. Great track there. And the first track was Normal Mode from Pack Panic, aka Pack Attack, a Mega Drive version requested by Doom Girl. Indeed. It's over. It's over. Yeah. So, that being said, how are we going with Say My Name? Well, not that bad, actually. Not that bad. So we have a few more people with 15 points, so that's not bad. Still a few of you who haven't tried to guess after this second clue was shared, so feel free to join us on Discord, radiose.ga/discord, and send me a DM with your guess for Say My Name. Yeah, so it's nice. It's nice that people, you know, the chat room is lively tonight, and people are talking about Sega games and not other stuff. Well, not just Sega games, but games in general, and that's nice. Instead of the, you know, usual random banter that we sometimes get on the Discord. Yeah, so don't forget, if you want to be on the show live later, don't forget to join us on Discord as well. We'll be talking about Beyond Oasis, aka The Story of Thor. So DM me if you want to be on the show and talk a bit about your experiences with the game. If we don't have enough people and we still have time to spare, I'm gonna play one of two tracks from the game, but I'm also gonna share my own experience with the game as well. I've played it in the past couple of days, and yeah, gonna share some thoughts on this game as well. Veritex said in about the game that we just played a track from, so Devil Crash, Devil's Crush, Dragon's Fury, whatever. He says, seriously, I highly recommend this game. The main table is 3 screens big. There are 6 bonus stages and a boss fight. Oh, and the soundtrack is excellent. So maybe we'll play more music from this game. And maybe, you know, even a Winner Was You would like to cover this game in a future edition of Memories of Sega. Not next week, because we already have a game for next week, but who knows what will happen in the future. So it's time to move on, and it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Manic Lounge. So people, this week we have an awesome guest. We have Alex Alexander Aniel from Brave Wave Productions. Brave Wave Productions is actually a record label dedicated to video game music, and not just video game music, but original music by video game composers. And they'll be releasing Resurrection, a brand new album by Saori Kobayashi, the composer of the Panzer Dragoon Saga soundtrack. And this album, Resurrection, is a complete reimagining of the soundtrack. So it's all new arrangements of some of the tracks, of 20 tracks from the original soundtrack by Saori Kobayashi. And so if you're interested, I'm going to share some links soon. You can pre-order the album on vinyl or CD. And a very, very special mention to Alex from Brave Wave Productions, because he not only spared some of his some minutes to talk to me last week, but he also allowed us to play some of the tracks. And so we have some first plays of tracks from this new album, Resurrection, right after the interview. So enjoy my little chat with Alex Alexander Aniel from Brave Wave Productions. I'll be back after this. Don't forget, you have until the end of this segment to send me your guesses for 15 points in Say My Name. Enjoy!
Take a seat and grab a drink. This is the Manic Lounge.
Hello, Alex. Welcome to Radio Sega.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. It's a pleasure to chat to you today. And so, Alex, you are part of the team behind the Resurrection Panzer Dragoon Saga 20th Anniversary Arrangement Soundtrack Album. So what is that exactly is your part in this album?
Yes, so I work for Brave Wave Productions. That's a video game music label based in Tokyo, and we've been releasing game albums for the last few years. We've done different series by different publishers. We did everything from Street Fighter 2 to Shovel Knight, Ninja Gaiden, and we also recently did Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2 on vinyl. So my role in the Panzer Dragoon Saga project was actually as the director of the album. So I'm the one who conceptualized the album and talked to all of the appropriate people who were necessary in making it happen.
So I think my first question about the album is, how did this idea come about? So obviously Panzer Dragoon Saga is 20 years old this year. So did this idea come from you guys? Did it come from the composer, from Sega? How did this happen?
Yeah, good question. Actually, this was probably, or this was definitely my original idea. I wanted to do a Panzer Dragoon Saga vinyl and CD re-release for the original soundtrack a few years ago, because after we released Street Fighter 2, that was a very successful project, and we had worked with the composer for that game even before we had done that project. So I looked at the stable of composers that we had on Brave Wave, and we've been working with Saori Kobayashi, the original composer, for many years now, since the beginning of the company. So I thought, you know, maybe we can do Panzer Dragoon Saga next. And when I had actually approached Sega in order to see if that was possible, unfortunately, for various reasons that I can't actually discuss in this podcast, we weren't going to be allowed to release the original soundtrack on CD, on vinyl, on digital. So, you know, I felt that with the 20th anniversary coming up in 2018, that we should probably do something with Panzer Dragoon. If not a direct re-release, then maybe we could make an official rearrangement of the album from the original composer. And so I think Kobayashi-san was a little bit hesitant at first, because it's not as it's not easy to go back and revisit your work 20 years later and then have to do it all over again. So I think she was a little bit hesitant at first, but you know, I told her that, you know, she made a solo album called Terra Magica that was very much inspired by Panzer Dragoon. So I could sense there was a big difference between her capabilities today and her capabilities 20 years ago. So eventually I managed to convince her to make the rearrangement. Mm-hmm. So that was, I guess, the first hurdle. And then the second hurdle was getting Sega on board. Luckily, that part was actually fairly simple. Once I got my foot in the door, I was introduced to the company's licensing department, and basically there were no issues with regards to their willingness to cooperate in terms of providing the original assets and providing a lot of background support, a little bit of marketing support as well. So Sega was actually quite nice about it. They insisted that they couldn't actually license out the original soundtrack, but they were very happy to let us do whatever we could to make the Resurrection project a legitimate remastering of the original soundtrack.
That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. And thank you. Thank you very much for that idea and for, you know, pushing forward with it, despite all the hurdles. You said you approached Kobayashi-san to work on this, you know, rearrangement of all the tunes from the original game. You said at first she wasn't really, you know, feeling it. So how did she react, and how did you manage to get it on board for this project?
When I say she wasn't on board, I mean that might be a bit of an over exaggeration. In the sense that she's a very demure, not docile, that's not the right word. She's very modest, and she doesn't like to overstate her capabilities. And to be fair, a lot of people from Japan are like this. You know, they're not so outgoing about their particular abilities and their strengths. I mean, Mohammed knew that she could do it. She's one of the few composers in our stable who can mix her own music without a mixing engineer, because she's that good. And you know, we'd worked with her on her solo album Terra Magica. That was an amazing album, basically the album for a Panzer Dragoon game that never ever came out. it wasn't too hard to convince her. It was just, I guess, something she hadn't been expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess on that note, you know, Panzer Dragoon Saga has this image in the West of being a very rare but like very well-made game, right? And yeah, it's kind of like the apex of Sega Saturn software. You know, it possibly, mm-hmm, a lot of people consider it to be better than a Final Fantasy game from that era. I don't know, but actually in Japan, the image of the game is actually, it's quite good, but there's a lot of baggage attached to it at the same time. Like, it wasn't terribly successful in Japan either. Like, when the game came out, I heard from a lot of the staff members back then that the first shipment did not sell out, and apparently the game had hit the bargain bins at some point. So, you know, that's totally opposite from what happened in the West. So even for her, I guess there was that element where she would be revisiting what might be a tainted project for some people. Yeah. So, but I managed to convince her to get over that and understand that she had a lot of capabilities, and there are a lot of Panzer Dragoon fans out in the West that deserve to have something after all these years.
Awesome. And we're glad you did. We're glad you did.
Oh, you're
so obviously, you already mentioned this is like a bit of a reimagining of the soundtrack, so it's, mm-hmm, it's all new arrangements for the right 20 tracks that are part of this new album, Resurrection.
Right.
What was, are you familiar with the process of reimagining these tracks, rearranging these tracks? What was the thought process behind it? What was the idea behind it? What was the feel that Kobayashi-san was aiming at?
Indeed, yeah, that's a very good question. So as you know, when you start to either remaster, remix, or rearrange existing music, and all three of those are actually different terms that mean completely different things. But when you need to redo existing music, you have to keep a few things in mind. First, you need to decide, do you want to maintain the spirit of the original song while making it sound fresher and more developed at more higher quality? That's one approach. The other one could be, do you just want to mix things up and change it dramatically and see if you can make something that's almost new, right? That's another approach. So we both had some discussions about this. You know, what would be the best approach to redoing Panzer Dragoon Saga's music? And I told her that, the Saturn game sounds quite nice, but it was a Saturn game, and the original soundtrack was subject to the limitations of one of that hardware, and two, she was a young composer at the time, so she may not have necessarily been the most skilled, technically skilled composer out there. At least when you compare her to what she's capable of today.
Obviously.
So the approach was, I guess, two-pronged. Try to maintain the spirit of the original, but use all the modern technology that we have today. Yeah, don't tailor the song's limits around the Sega Saturn hardware or the fact that you listen to this music in a video game. And use what you've learned in the last 20 years. She composed Panzer Dragoon Saga, Panzer Dragoon Orta and Crimson Dragon right after Saga came out, and she obviously learned a lot from composing for those games. And then she did her solo albums. She's been in the band Akane as well, so she's learned a lot. So I told her, take everything you've learned and see what you can bring to the table today if you had to do the music all over again. So she thought about it. It took maybe 6 months before she really had at it in terms of the composition process. But that was our main focus in terms of making this rearrangement.
That's very interesting. One of the things that I noticed was that were the vocals re-recorded, or did you actually use the original vocals from the original album? Because I noticed you have the same vocalist, if I'm not mistaken, Eri Ito.
Yes, Eri Ito-san. We did re-record the vocals. Well, one thing that Kobayashi-san likes to note is that none of the original data for the music, or the game for that matter, exists anymore. Like, it's all gone. So, even if she wanted to reuse the original vocal, she technically couldn't, because the stem data, you know how when you make songs, you have stems and then you overlay all the different instruments and then you mix it properly? Like, if she wanted to use the original vocal, she would have needed that stem data. Like, it would have been a WAV file or something, or whatever application that she was using at the time. But none of that existed, so everything had to be remade. Like, nothing from the original compositions could be used in this rearrangement. I mean, one, I guess it's, like, contractually, it wasn't allowed, right? These had to be new compositions. But even technically, it just wasn't possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just doesn't exist. There's a story or an urban legend, I don't know, of how the game's code is gone, right? And the music code is gone as well. So we had to do everything from scratch, and that included getting the original vocalist back. But the original vocalist, she's been working with Kobayashi-san even after Saga. They did the vocals for Orta. Ito-san was on Terra Magica as well, and they performed together recently. Actually, on that note, Eddie Ito is actually a Disney vocalist in Japan. She's like the Japanese voice actress for Belle in the original Beauty and the Beast, and I think she's done Mulan as well. So I think that might be part of why her voice is so impressionable for a lot of people.
Okay. That's awesome. Very good, very good. So, obviously, this is an amazing album. Any tracks that stand out for you? You know, obviously, you're a bit biased. You're the director of the album, of course. But is there anything here that you think, for people who are big fans of the Panzer Dragoon Saga soundtrack, is there a particular track or a couple of tracks that you think they should, you know, listen to? These are the tracks that really show how much Kobayashi-san has evolved and how great a musician she is.
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's not fair, I know.
Actually, maybe... Well, the one track that I would actually answer your question with is one that two big Panzer Dragoon fans actually didn't really like as much, apparently, as as the other tracks that were rearranged, but... I feel like my favorite would be Atom Dragon, because I've listened to the original, the battle theme music, and, you know, some people apparently do prefer the original, but I really like how fast-paced and unique-sounding Atom Dragon is. Like, you can hear all the different instrumentation, and I feel like it's mixed very, very well. There's like this drum snare that's like playing in the background constantly, and I can just imagine how, because I haven't actually played the game very much, right? So I can imagine how tense the battles in Panzer Dragoon Saga can be with that kind of music playing in the background. So that's probably the one track that I thought she really nailed it out of the park with. But yeah, like I said, others didn't seem to like it as much. The other one might be the last song, Sonami Areru Esansitu, or however you pronounce that.
Yes. Bravewave.net, is that it?
Is that your website? That's the website, yes.
Obviously. So you can check out the whole catalog. So amazing things like Shovel Knight, for example. So Sonic Adventure 1 and 2. We have Ninja Gaiden. We have so many original albums as well. So awesome stuff for people to check out. So don't forget to do that. Bravewave.net. Alex, thank you very much for your time, for coming on the show and telling us a bit of the story behind Resurrection, this new rearrangement album of Panzer Dragoon Saga. All the best for Bravewave, all the best for this new Panzer Dragoon release, and give our regards to Kobayashi-san and a very big thank you for her work in this, not just the original game, but this new album as well.
I mean, at the risk of sounding like a sales pitch, you know, nothing tells Sega... maybe I should rephrase that. I mean, if people really care about Panzer Dragoon Saga, I really genuinely think this album is the best opportunity we're going to have in a long time to prove that to them. So, you know, if you really want to see a new game in the series, I do think supporting this album could... I mean, I can't promise anything, but potentially, you know, get some people to change their minds where necessary. So, hopefully we can continue to have your support. I'll tell Kobayashi-san about the nice comments she's been receiving from people. And so thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Alex. And that's a good point. So support the album if you want something new from the Panzer Dragoon series. That's it. Thank you, Alex.
Maybe. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Manic Lounge. First on Radio Sega.
The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
There you have it, folks. Some first plays on Radio Sega here. So the album isn't out yet, but you can pre-order Resurrection, the 20th anniversary celebration of the Panzer Dragoon Saga soundtrack. You know, so we're filled with 20 arrangements of 20 arrangements of some of the original tracks from the game, obviously, by the original composer, by Saori Kobayashi. That's it. So, this was a very, very, very lovely, or it's a very, very lovely album. I urge you guys to get it. It's amazing. I was enjoying this very much. Apparently, some of the folks on Discord were as well, especially Rapid Run. Yeah, so if you love orchestral soundtracks, orchestral music from video games or whatever, you should get this. It's amazing. It's amazing. And if you're interested, but just don't, you know, are not able to get the album right now, if you don't have the money or something, let me redirect you to our friends over at Panzer Dragoon World. So that's at at Panzdrag World, PANZDRAG World, at Panzdrag World. It sounds like something else, but it's Panzer Dragoon World. So they will have another interview coming up. So an interview with Saori Kobayashi. So it's not an audio, a voice interview, but a written interview with Saori Kobayashi, the composer. And so if you want to learn more about it, you can check out their interview coming soon. And they're also giving away a signed copy of the CD. So that's, If you're not able to buy the album right now and you still want it, if you want a signed copy by Saori Kobayashi herself, you can check out at Panzdrag World on Twitter for a chance and for info on how you can get it. Also, there's also another chance to win a signed copy of the Resurrection CD. And that will be on Radio Sega. So if you're interested, stay tuned to the Manic Monday Show in the next couple of weeks, and we'll have some details soon on how you can win a signed CD, signed copy of the Resurrection CD, from Saori Kobayashi. But
But if you're more into vinyl, or into vinyls in general, if you're that hardcore and that old school, I urge you to get this month's edition of Megavisions magazine, because Megavisions magazine will be giving away a signed vinyl of the Resurrection album, so signed as well by Saori Kobayashi. And if you enjoyed that interview, that short version of the interview with Alex from Bravewave, you should also get the upcoming edition of Megavisions Mag, because the full interview will be part of this month's edition of Megavisions magazine. However, a big thank you to Alex from Bravewave Productions. So bravewave.net, that's how you can get more info on the album and actually find the links to pre-order the Resurrection Panzer Dragoon Saga 20th Anniversary Rearrangement Album. It's very long, the title. It's kind of confusing, actually. Opa Sign said, "There ain't no school like the old school." Yes. Indeed. Let me just tell you what tracks from the album we played there. So we had three tracks. We had Ecce Valde Generos Ale, maybe, Mark the Precious Wings, that was the first track we played. Then we had Atom Dragon. Atom Dragon is a classic, and this is the rearrangement version, or rearranged version. And finally we had Gigantic Warship. So we'll have another track to preview for you guys closer to the end of the show, so stay tuned if you want more orchestral goodness from Saori Kobayashi herself. That being said, it's time for this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Yes, it's time for Say My Name, so it's over. If you didn't get 10 points already, or 15 points already, it's over. Entries are now closed. Time for clue number 3. Yes, and with that said, let me just remind you of what the other clues were. So clue number one was, it's a mobile game released for iOS devices in 2013 in Japan and 2014 in the West. Clue number two was, most of the game's music was composed by Tomoya Otani, and some tracks were composed by Naofumi Ataya and Takahito Egushi. Yes. So what is clue number three? Well, clue number three, keeping up with tradition from last week, is a song. It's a little bit of a song from the game. And if you're a Radio Sega fan, if you've listened to Radio Sega for the past few years, you probably know this. It used to be requested a lot. Well, not exactly this version, but a version of this. So maybe this will help. And so let me just pause this and play a little bit of this track.
Hey, come on, jack up, here we go, everybody get down, jump, jump, up and down and all around. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, the show is starting right now.
So this is the track. I'm gonna play it again for you guys.
Hey, come on, jack up, here we go, everybody get down, jump, jump, up and down and all around. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, the show is starting right now.
The show is starting right now. Yes, so that's it. So that's clue number three. Gonna stop this. So that's your clue. If you think you got it, send me a DM with the name of the game for a chance of getting 10 points. 10 points for Say My Name this week. With that said... it's time for something else on the show.
Memories of Sega.
Indeed. Memories of Sega. So last week, you probably remember, A Winner Was You talked about The Story of Thor, as it was known in Europe, or Beyond Oasis, as it was known in the US. And so he shared his own memories of the game. So this week, I'm gonna give you the chance of sharing your own memories of Beyond Oasis, the story of Thor. So that's how it's going to go for the rest of this season. So on the first week, we have We Reviews Memories, and then we have your own and my own on the game as well, if I have the chance of playing it, which I had this week. So I sat down and almost completed the game, but then ran out of time. But I actually had a lot of fun with the story of Thor, or Beyond Oasis. I remember playing it a few years ago, and I don't think I had this much fun with it back then. I'm not sure why, but I really enjoyed it. It's interesting. It's like it's actually a bit of an action RPG, and you you know, you have to explore the map. You have to, you know, complete some dungeons. So a bit like, you know, as you do in games like Zelda and such. You have to, you know, fight different kinds of enemies. And as you progress through the story, you get the so-called spirits that you can summon with your bracelet. And they are elemental spirits or such. So you have a water one, a fire one. And if you aim your bracelet and fire a little ball of light towards like a river, you can summon the water spirit. If you do the same at a fire, you have the fire spirit. So that's what happens. And those give you different abilities that you can use against enemies, and will be, you know, crucial for you to complete the story and access different areas of the game, etc. Find some collectibles. That's interesting. One thing that I don't really enjoy that much about the game is this, actually. It's the soundtrack. Yeah, so it's a bit disappointing, especially considering that it was composed by Yuzo Koshiro. So I was expecting much more. When was you actually mentioned this last week? So when he saw on the title screen that it was composed by Koshiro, he thought, "Oh, I have to get this game because it's gonna have an amazing soundtrack at least." It's not bad, but it's not actually that great either. It's the best I can say. It's this decent. I don't know. It's not that great. This is one of the tracks that stand out, I think. It's one of the first tracks that you hear when you play the game. But apart from this, there are a couple of tracks that are nice, but not really amazing, as you'd expect from a Yuzo Koshiro game. So this was, I think, the most disappointing thing for me about the game. Let me just check some comments that I got from people. So, for example, I have a very detailed comment by Viper, by Green Viper 8, concerning his experience with the game. So yesterday he sent me a message saying, "I messed around with it today. Pretty fun." Well done. That's pretty interesting. But actually, I'm glad you had fun with the game. Yeah. Also, Chris Powell from Sega Nerds. So I actually went on the Mega Visions Discord server and asked people, you know, if they played the game or not and what they could share about the game. So Chris Powell said, the editor of Mega Visions and Sega Nerds said, "I didn't play it much or really knew a lot about the series until I played Legend of Oasis on the Saturn. Same thing for N-Zero." I think that's how his name is pronounced. He said, I also only played the second one. "I was a kid and spoke hardly any English back then, so I was never quite sure what I was doing." Yeah, so I think there's a pattern here. I remember last week, people were saying that the second game was much better. So that's probably a pattern here that people are more familiar with the sequel than the actual original game. Actually, sequel, it's not a sequel, it's a prequel. It's the story of Thor 2, but it's actually a prequel. It's, I think, Legend of Oasis, as some people know it. But yeah, That's it. Let's see. We have a message regarding Say My Name. I'm going to get you in a bit. Let's see. I don't have anyone interested in being interviewed on the show. I don't think many people played this. So I think next week we'll have more people interested in sharing their thoughts, because next week's game is a bit more mainstream, I think. Let's see. I think I have a comment here from Electric Boogaloo. I've never played much of Beyond Oasis, sadly, but did play a bit of the Saturn prequel, The Legend of Oasis, though. So, as I said, there's a pattern here. Yes. Very good. Let's play another track, a bit of another track. This is Confession. Again, not bad, but I don't know. I think it lacks something, you know. And Yuzo Koshiro knows how to make good RPG soundtracks, as we can see in the seventh Dragon series, Ichirin Odyssey. There's something here. I don't know. I think it fits the feel of the game, but it could be a little bit different at times. I don't know. But it's good. Just not amazing, you know? Just not Koshiro levels of good, I think. That's it. Rapid Run says, hey, this sounds pretty great. Yeah! I'm playing the better ones, I think. So, yeah. Since there are... I don't think there are more comments on Beyond Oasis / The Story of Thor, I'm gonna play the ending theme for a bit and reply to some Say My Name messages that I got, and we'll be right back with more on the Manic Monday show. So enjoy the ending theme of The Story of Thor, aka Beyond Oasis. Remember, Memories of Sega works this way now. So on the first week we have Owen Rizu sharing his own thoughts on the game, and then the week after you guys can tell me what you thought of those games. You can you have the whole week to play them and actually come up with some very witty remarks to share on the Manic Monday show, or not. So here's the ending theme of The Story of Thor. We'll be right back with more on the Radio Sega's The Manic Monday show. theme of Beyond Oasis, aka the story of Thor, the game that we covered on the Manic Monday show in the past 2 weeks as part of the Memories of Sega segment. Jamie was asking if this was a Mega Drive game that he's truly been missing out on. I think so, from my personal experience. As I said, it's quite good if you like action RPGs with some exploration and platforming elements. Despite him saying it sounds like a Zelda clone, I don't think it is that much alike to Zelda. I think it's a bit different because, the gameplay elements are a bit different. It's more intricate, as I said, because you have the different elemental spirits and you can use them in different ways. You can actually have different solutions to different problems and to fight the different enemies and everything, depending on what you think is the best way to do them. Rapid Run doesn't understand why we're, dissing the soundtrack. It's not bad, by all means. He said, this ending theme is quite well done. I think the ending theme fits the game quite well. I just thought we'd have something different in the different dungeons and everything, in different moments of the game. That's just it. It's not bad. It's just I'd expect more from the legend that is Yuzo Koshiro. Yes. Anyways, that being said, thank you so much for your comments. Next week, Memories of Sega will focus on a Castlevania game. Yes, on Castlevania Bloodlines. So if you think if you like the game, if you've played Castlevania Bloodlines, be sure to check out next week's Memories of Sega by Winner Is You, and on the week after, you'll be able to come on the show and talk to me about it and let me know why you think it's amazing or not that great. Yeah, so Memories of Sega, Castlevania Bloodlines next week. Indeed, and with this, time for something different again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
At this point, I think, if not everyone, most people already got it. Yeah, I think so. But still, there's still another clue. It's as just like last week, this is a really, really, really obvious clue. Let me just remind you of the previous clues. Number one was, it's a mobile game released for iOS devices in 2013 in Japan and 2014 in the West. Some people got it with this one. Great. Second clue, most of the game's music was composed by Tomoya Otani, but some tracks were composed by Naofumi Ataya and Takahito Egoshi. Yeah, right. Then there was clue number three, which was part of a little song from the game. And clue number four is, this game is an abridged version of Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure. Yeah, I remember playing this. It was a paid iOS game, actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was supposed to be free from what I've read, but then they changed their minds and went with a paid version. So this game is an abridged version of Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure. I remember you had to be always online to play this, which was kind of a pain in the ass. Yeah. So yeah. Oh, hi, Mark. For some reason, Electric Boogaloo just shared this gif from the room. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark. Yeah, anyway, let's move on. Let's play more music. Don't forget, you can still get 5 points from Say My Name, which, can be really, really helpful for the following weeks if you're planning on winning this. And so if you want to send me your guesses, DM on Discord. I'm KC over there with your guess. Chance to win 5 points right now. Let's keep going. Let's play more music. It's the last music break before we say goodbye. So let's make it count. Let's play some awesome tracks. Starting with a track that I miss playing on Radio Sega. From Yakuza 5, this is
Battle of Bride. You're listening to the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega.
A previous episode of the show or want to listen to this one again?
Come on!
Download it on Radio Sega or stream it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your podcast service of choice.
Oh yeah!
The rules pretty cool, got an app in the face of the Sabbath street. When your friends and boss become like on the face of it, they miss the history, but they fight all the place in it. Yeah, they fight all the place in it.
How did five times the just how the love goes by? I know it's not your fault to say, but there ain't no other way.
Rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey.
So we had two Persona tracks in a row. This is Breakout Of from Persona 4 Arena Ultimax, aka Persona 4 The Ultimax Ultra Suplex Hold. What an awesome name. I love games with long titles. They're quite popular in Japan as well, apparently. Okay, welcome back to the show. Before that, we had Time To Make History, the original full-size version from Persona 4 Dancing All Night, tuned there as well. And the first track in that patch was Battle of Pride from Yakuza 5. I really enjoy Yakuza game soundtracks. I think we're going to have a special episode of this show dedicated to Yakuza games soon. So that's something that I wanted to talk about since we're almost at the end of the show. And something that I didn't address last week about this third season of the Manic Monday Show. So I'm planning a few special episodes, probably at the end of each month, but maybe not in February. So maybe one at the end of March, another April, another in May, and another in June, and we'll see how it goes with July. So maybe four or five special shows, a little bit different than the rest of the regular shows of the season. And so I have some ideas, but if you have any suggestions, you know, it can be stuff that we did in the past, like remember season one when we had shows dedicated to just one word. Would you like me to do one of those again as one of the specials? Would you like to have a vocal track special as we did before? Maybe a third party special as we did last season? Or a Dreamcast special, an Atlas special? That would be interesting as well. So let me know. DM me, email me something, and we'll see how that goes, and we'll try to so we'll try to squeeze them in, or maybe not. We'll see how it goes. I need to plan them, so I'll see what's doable and what's not. One thing that you can do, and that I forgot to mention before during the third-party tracks segment, is suggest some tracks for the third-party tracks of the week segment. So you can go to radiose.ga/third-party. Some of you have already suggested like one or two lists of tracks, so you can stop. You can stop now. But for those of you who only suggested one track or haven't suggested anything at all, you can still go to this link, radiose.ga/third-party, and let me know which tracks from non-Sega games released on Sega consoles you'd like me to play on the show in the coming weeks. Every week we have a segment dedicated to third-party tracks, so maybe your requests will be played shortly. Yeah. So that's KC, a pervert of the week. Ha! Yes, Jamie, you're always pervert, not just pervert of the week. Yes. So we're discussing something very interesting that that Jamie shared his screen with us on Discord, and then, you know, the truth came out that he really is a pervert. I'm just kidding. We love you, man. Yeah. Well, not really, but yeah. Apart from your unpopular opinions, you're a great guy. Yeah. Anyway, let's keep going. So, it's time. It's time for this.
Say my name. Say my name. Say my name. Say my name.
It's time for the results of this week's edition of Say My Name. So let's take a look at the clues first. Let's remember all four clues. Clue number one, a mobile game released for iOS devices in 2013 in Japan and 2014 in the West. This was quite specific, and so this will never happen again. Because many people got 20 points just because of this clue. Number two was, most of the game's music was composed by Tomoyo Otani, but some tracks were composed by Naofumi Ataya and Takahito Egushi, or something like that, yeah. Clue number three, let me pause the bad music and tell you what clue number three was this.
Hey, come on, jack up, here we go, everybody get down, jump, jump, up and down and all around. 3, 2, 1, go!
Yeah! The show is starting right now. Yeah, so this is a remix of Showtime. It's a remix, it's actually called Showtime Remix, because the original one was from the original game, Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure. This is a remix, and so that ties in quite nicely with the last clue. Clue number four, this game is an abridged version of Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure. So the answer was Rhythm Thief and the Paris Caper, an iOS game released in 2013 in Japan, 2014 in the West. A rhythm game, actually, quite similar to Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure on the Nintendo 3DS. But not quite. But, you know, with that whole always online thing that was a bit troublesome at times, and yeah. Anyway, that was the answer, so let's see what happened in terms of answers. And the track is over. Okay, so let's see what happened. So this week, we had, with 10 points, Rick Refsig and Doomgirl. So Rick Refsig and Doomgirl with 10 points. With 15 points, we had Jamie, Tweeny, and Electric Boogaloo. So all of them with 15 points. And with 20 points, this week's winners, in order of the people who got it first. So first, Open Science Collective, Steve got 20 points. Next we had Sarah Rose with 20 points as well. Then we have Rexy with 20 points and Veritex with 20 points. So those were the four winners of the week. Rexy, Veritex, Opus Science and Sarah Rose, all with 20 points, which means nothing much changed. Actually, a few things changed since last week, but let's see. So with 5 points, we have Viper. With 10 points, AlphaDoc 1996, Refsig and Rick. With 15 points, Electric Boogaloo. With 20 points, Doomgirl, Jamie 64326, and Tweeny, and Sarah Rose 96. With so they are all in joint third place. Second place, Opa Science with 25 points, and first place, Rexy and Veritex with 35 points. That's how it goes after 2 weeks of Say My Name. So Rexy and Veritex still in the lead, but nothing's lost, nothing's won yet. There's still a lot of time, a lot of editions of Say My Name to go. So we'll see what happens. Tweeny wants Saturday Night Sega's summer soundtrack as a one-time Manic Monday Show special. That would be interesting. Yep, yep. Maybe. And so, yes! So, since Viper shared with the group, with the rest of the class, his first answer was Castle of Illusion 2013. So, obviously, that well-known Sega mobile game released for iOS devices. And since I didn't use this tonight.
Well, isn't that cute?
But that's wrong!
Yes. One thing that I have, though, apparently Viper recorded this, so I have this now. Yeah, just click once, otherwise it's weird. It's an air horn! It's KC air horn! I'm gonna sell this. I'm gonna, you know, do something, put this sound in something and sell this. Yay! Excellent. Anyway, this is so stupid. let's keep going. Let's keep going and say goodbye. Let's keep going and say goodbye. Let's say thank you very much for everyone who tuned in to this week's episode of the Manic Monday Show, Season 3, Episode 2. We'll be back next week with more. Next week's guest is the winner of Radio Sega's Fan Choice Remix of the Year 2017. So we'll have Johnny Atma from Ga Metal on the show to talk a bit about the Ga Metal project and obviously that song, that remix that won the Fan Choice Remix of the Year award last year, thanks to your votes. So don't forget to join us next week. Same bat station, same bat time. Radio Sega, 8 p.m. GMT on Monday. Don't forget to check out radiose.ga/shows for all the, you know, for our full lineup of live shows. Not many airing right now, but you know, still a few, and the ones we have are great. Coming up next on Friday, 7 p.m. GMT, we have Topical Resort with Viper. I totally forget. My God. Yes. Yes. So Viper airs, hosts Topical Resort on Radio Sega. I totally forgot. Really, I totally blanked right there. So I think it's time to go. I'm old, it's late, and I should get some dinner right now. So I'm going to leave you with one last track. I'm going to leave you with another track from the Resurrection album, the 20th anniversary album of Panzer Dragoon Saga. So a new reimagining, you know, so rearrangements of 20 tracks from the original soundtrack by the original composer, by Saori Kobayashi. And so Kobayashi-san must have known that I really like to pronounce the title of this next track. I have to do it. Sona mi areru ektsanchitu, also known as, and we usually called it Art Thou the Holy One, but apparently it's Angel, according to the official listing of the soundtrack. So Art Thou the Holy Angel. Sona mi areru ektsanchitu. I'm going to leave with that. It's an amazing track. It's an amazing version of, I think, a Radio Sega classic and a Radio Sega favorite. I really like it very much. Thank you so much for listening in to the show. Don't forget to keep checking Radio Sega. 24/7, the best Sega music. I've been Kissy. You've been awesome. And I'll be back next week for another edition of the Manic Monday Show. Bye-bye.
enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.